Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the wheat market finally caught some support, and of course, it's not rallying very well, but it is managing to stay pretty much in green versus corn and soybeans. And I think it's because wheat fell low enough that it finally, along with the dollar having gone up, it did manage to get profitable enough to garner an export sale to Egypt over the weekend, was confirmed, and 55,000 metric tons of soft red wheat to Egypt. And that's the first sale to Egypt to GASC that we have had since February. So that was good news for the wheat market, but granted, it's not anything that's going to let it run very far. We need to see more of it. The bean market down 20 cents. Shouldn't be really any surprise. We're going into watching South America be able to start planting early beans. Those will be harvested in the latter part of December, and the conditions are said to be ideal for them. So they're planting beans. And in the meantime, expectations of a huge crop in the U.S. as well as in South America coming next spring is causing this market too much weight. But today's the first day that the USDA will release harvest progress for the beans, and we think it'll probably come in around 3-4%. And then the corn should be estimated, traders are looking some 14-16, others 10-13. I fall in the camp of 10-12, right in there. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.